My Bridge Radio, it's Toby Mac along with Lecrae and Forgiveness. Thanks so much for spending some time and joining Stan and me today. Merrily Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. When Merrily is with us, we oftentimes talk about things related to women, things related to motherhood. Today, with Father's Day approaching, we're talking about things related to dads. Merrily, thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm glad I get to be here. I just get to sit back and listen, right? Isn't that how
Rongo,
go?
Bongo. You are front and center once again. Okay, so we're going to talk about fathers today. And so I'm going to hit you right off the bat with a kind of nice broad question here, okay? I want you to finish this sentence or this thought. Fathers are...
My immediately went to, like, fatherhood is raising your kids as opposed to being DNA, that fatherhood is being there.
So, Merrily, as you think about the difference between mothers and fathers, what's a thing or two that you feel like, you know what, not that moms can't do some aspect of this, but dads are just, like, God-ordained, hardwired for this kind of a role?
I've often told the story where we had one of our kids required some physical therapy when he was really little, and the physical therapist asked me, do you ever, you know, spin him around and turn him upside down and throw him in the air? And I was so nervous about this question and, you know, thinking about this little precious angel. I'm saying, well, I would never do such a thing, but yes, my husband does do that sometime. And she said, that's so great. We have to encourage single moms to think about that because we need that blood to rush to their head. We need to throw off their equilibrium a little bit. We need to teach them to accommodate for those things. And we find that sometimes when it's just a mom, she may not do that, but that dads instinctively do those things with kids and that kids instinctively need that.
You know, Merrily, when I think of that question of the difference between fathers and mothers, you know, I think back to a time where, honestly, I was feeling like I wanted a little bit more from my wife in the area of disciplining our kids. And not that, you know, moms can get away with not disciplining, especially because they're around the kids so often.
Right.
But yet, you know, as I was really processing that one day, you know, and I was reading through scripture just generally, and all of a sudden it just jumped out at me. So often, whenever God's talking about discipline, he uses the imagery of a father. And whenever he's talking about nurturing, he uses the imagery of a mother. And so it was like, okay, maybe I'm more wired towards this whole loving discipline role within our family. And my wife is more oriented towards the loving nurturing aspect of it. Again, not that moms don't discipline, not that good dads don't nurture.
Yeah, kids need both of those aspects and respect them.
My Bridge Radio, Carrie Job with Forever. Thanks so much for joining Stan and me on this 11th day of June. Today on The Morning Conversation, we are visiting with Merrily Bradley from Lincoln. Now, Merrily is joining us to talk today about fatherhood.
Merrily, we've talked several times in the past, and you've talked about how your mom really helped you kids appreciate your father and who he was and how he showed love in his unique way. So would you do that this morning for all of us? Help us kind of from your perspective appreciate our dads more.
When I look at my dad, I look at the way God created him, the way God uniquely wired my dad, not just the things that I think I need out of my dad or I need out of that relationship, but who he is. And that allows me to better see how he expresses love when I look at his value system and priorities and see how he has prioritized me, even if it was in different ways than I think I would have wanted. And I think that's so unique and individual for each person and each family. But I think if we're going to appreciate our dads, if we're going to respect them and see the love that they give us, then part of that is really knowing them and working to understand who God created them to be in their own unique ways and not in some fatherhood manual of how they were supposed to act or supposed to treat us, but in knowing who they really are and seeing the love that they expressed in the way that they knew best how to do that.
I love that answer. And, you know, what you're talking about is you're bringing out one of the reasons why I get a little frustrated with this book that's extremely popular, so I'm probably going to get some people mad at me. But, you know, this Love Languages book, it's a book that gives you permission to demand someone to love you the way that you want to be loved. Now,
right.
Obviously, there's wisdom in if I'm seeking to love somebody, to look at them and study them and do it in a way that maybe I have a higher rate of probability of them actually feeling the love that I want them to feel. That's a very right thing. I have no problem with that. But I would say it's also equally as right and helpful to do what you're saying, study the person who's trying to love me and understand what that love expression for them is and receive it. Choose to receive the love that they're giving.
Mm-hmm. I've often said that I think my love language changes, and I think it is whatever I don't think I'm getting enough of at the current moment.
My Bridge Radio, that is Matt Maher. All the people said amen. Gordon and Stan with you on this Wednesday. Marilee Bradley is a regular guest with us here on The Morning Conversation, and she is joining us today to talk about fatherhood.
Okay, Marilee, I'm curious. Again, I'm probably going to make an enemy here or two, but I wonder what your thought is, because I have a thought, but I wonder what your thought is about this pressure in some ways that can be put on men of the message is, men, you are going to create in your kids how they view God. How they view you is how they view God.
Hmm.
So what do you think about that?
Who can handle that?
Amen. That's what I'm talking about.
that?
I mean, I hear that a lot out there.
Yeah.
That fathers, you significantly impact the way that your kids will view God.
I mean, significantly impact, maybe. But I think if men were capable of being that much of a godlike role model, then what daughter would need God? What son would need God if you had this perfect dad that was handling that well? In my life, it's the ways that I have seen my father emulate God, but it's also been in the failures, and that helped me realize that that was not enough. That my dad was not God, that I needed something more, something different, that there were different areas that my dad and I weren't the same, or that wasn't speaking to me, that I knew, you know what, there's something else out there. So I think the failures of our fathers hopefully point us to God, and there is some responsibility of dads, you know, to handle that well and point children to God. But I think, yeah, my dad did a good job at that in letting me know I'm not perfect. I'm going to fail you.
I love that response, Marilee. And the other thing that I've thought often and continue to think is, you know what, God placed in all of us, I believe, a longing to be loved by a father.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what that is. We just intuitively know what that longing is. I mean, it's kind of like food. I mean, we have a hunger for food, whether we know and understand the biology of food or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing. We long to be loved by a father and to be embraced by a father's love and strength. And so when that is there, it gives great expression to it. And yes, we can kind of get a picture of it. But when it's not there, we still understand it because of the longing that's left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So either way, whether our father's example gives us a picture of God or whether our father's lacks give us a hunger for God, as you were talking about, either way, we have what we need to be okay with God.
Right.
My Bridge Radio, that is Big Daddy Weave and The Only Name. Thanks so much for spending some time with Stan and me this morning. This coming Sunday is Father's Day, and with that in mind, our guest Marilee Bradley is joining us this morning to talk about fatherhood.
Okay, Marilee, I want you to speak to fathers today, okay? I want you to speak to fathers from your experience as a daughter. You are not in position to help men be men. They know how to do that on their own. But just from a daughter's heart to a father's listening today, what would you say from your experience as a daughter?
Oh, a daughter wants to know that she's treasured and that she's loved. And I think every father-daughter relationship is going to be unique in how that expresses itself. But I think that has to be a priority. And whatever way you find to make sure your daughter feels confident of that, I think it is hugely important, more and above any other aspect of the parenting relationship. And I can think about my dad would never have used the words like princess, or that just wasn't the way he was, but I always knew he respected me, and that was huge. And it helped me to pick a husband who respected me. It helped me demand respect in my life, you know, that I knew how I needed to be treated because my dad treated me well. And I think as a woman, as a daughter, there is just a huge need and desire to know that you are loved and treasured. And however a father can express that, it needs to be expressed.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Marilee. And I appreciate the way that you keep this morning keeping things open for fathers and men to be unique, mm-hmm. versus saying you have to do that by calling your daughter princess, you know,
right.
whatever, that you kind of narrow it down, but say, no, there's a breadth that you can choose from, that, and there are some that will align with who you are, mm-hmm. that can communicate what you need to communicate to your daughter.
My fatherhood pet peeve right now is I feel like dads cannot win. Like, you just can't. Mm. Either there's this message given, I think, especially to Christian dads, that you need to be just super affirming and sweet and, you know, nice all the time, or else your daughters are going to hate you. And then there's this other message that you need to be the super masculine, manly man, that you need to always be out hunting or on an adventure or having a quest. And that's just not how every man is created. Every man is wired so differently. And I think as wives, we have to be sure we're seeing how God has wired our husbands and that we're helping them to express that and not to feel this pressure that they're supposed to be a certain kind of man or a certain kind of dad.
MyBridge Radio, it's Josh Wilson pushing back the dark. Thanks for spending some time with Stan and me on your Wednesday. Marilee Bradley is joining us on the conversation today. Now, Marilee, of course, is a regular with us, and today she is talking about fatherhood.
Okay, Marilee, I asked you a few moments ago to speak to fathers from your experience as a daughter. Now I want you to speak to fathers one more time, but I want you to speak to fathers from your view of an observing mother.
Yes. I think every dad has had a moment of saying harsh words to his children, and maybe they were necessary, maybe there weren't, but they were harsh words. And I think a mom sees the way that can crush a child in a way that I don't think dads necessarily see, because kids want to be brave. You know, they want to have a stiff upper lip, and so they may take it. But I think moms see that when dad turns his back, what's happening in that child's heart. And I just, yeah, as the observing wife, as the mom, I think that's what I would most want dads to know, is that your children so value your input, that every word you say matters, that they hear it, they take it all in. It's important to them. And so when we can have gentleness with our kids, I think that's huge. And even when there need to be really hard conversations, to always make sure that your kids are confident that they're loved and that you think that they are unique and special kids. I think that's so important, even when we have to have those tough times, that kids feel confident that their dad loves them.
I think of the proverb, Marilee, life in death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The latest from Chris Tomlin on MyBridge Radio. It is called Waterfall. Thanks for joining Stan and me this morning. And joining us on the conversation today, we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Marilee is visiting with us today about fatherhood.
Marilee, are there right ways that a wife can help their husband be the best dad they can be?
I don't know about right. If it's not in the Bible, I don't know if I can say something's right. I think that it's really difficult to find that beautiful balance in everything, wife and mother, between nagging and encouraging. So I think there are ways that a wife can help in maybe creating opportunities for there to be relational time between fathers and children. And sometimes for me, that means getting out of the way. You know, to just say, I'm going to go do the dishes with, you know, these two kids, and you go outside, and then I just have to not watch what happens sometimes. They'll get into some mischievous boy play, and I don't want to know about it. And right. I think that's what I can do to help facilitate those kind of things, but it's much easier if I can help create those things than if I say, you know, you really should be spending more time doing this, that, and the other. That is just not going to go over well.
Once again, Marilee, as I hear you talk about how you want to make room for relationship with Brian, with your kids, and how that's a very, very helpful thing versus nagging, mm-hmm. you know, your husband to spend time with your kids to make room. And you made the comment about you need to not watch. You know,
right,
a little bit.
Right.
Which, again, one of the things I really appreciate about that and that whole posture that you've shared a couple times in a couple different ways this morning is I just really don't believe that women know how men should be fathers. They're not men. They're not fathers.
Right.
And I'm not saying they don't have anything that they can say that would be helpful and some good perspective for men to consider.
Right.
But men are men, and men think the way men think. Men feel the way men feel. Women don't know what that is.
Right.
So
right.
It really is about encouraging your husband to be who he is.
Mm-hmm.
and allowing him to be who he is and learning to appreciate and understand him being who he is. It isn't trying to come up with your perspective of what a father is and trying to get your husband to be that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree. I've seen it, even in our family where I've had to have some quiet conversations with Brian after the kids have gone to bed to say, I'm not sure how I feel about this kind of interaction. And for him to be able to explain how that works from his perspective or be able to say, you know, this is what being a boy is about. You know, they need the freedom to do that. And for me to be able to hear that instead of trying to dictate what childhood should look like. And I can see that even in my own family, when I talk about like my mom having to translate for my dad, it worked. And when I was in high school, I wanted to go to my dad for advice and wisdom because I had so much respect for him. And it was a different perspective than what my mom had given me all those years. And I hugely value that relationship with my dad, but that's because he did it on his own terms.
MyBridge Radio, it is Unspoken with Start a Fire. Gordon and Stan with you this morning. This coming Sunday is Father's Day, and with that in mind, our guest Marilee Bradley is joining us this morning to talk about fatherhood.
Marilee, as we've talked about fathers today, I wish that we lived in a world where everybody experienced a solid, healthy father in their home,
right,
as they were growing up, but the reality of the fact is that not every kid that is listening or a mom of a kid who's listening this morning has a father in the home that's being a dad to their children. So what do we do with that? Well, as a child maybe that's listening this morning that doesn't have a dad in the home, or maybe it's a mom that's listening that their children are growing up without a dad in the home. Any thoughts about that? Any encouragements about that? And you know, we do it. Does that mean we just ignore, like I feel like sometimes the world does, which is to say, dads aren't that important. You know, moms can
right.
do it all. Or yeah. Well, so what do we do with that whole dynamic?
I know in our group home experience, most of the kids, I mean, all of the kids really had grown up with a mom, but many of them had not had a dad in their life. And it was a beautiful thing to me to see the relationships they built with Brian that were unique and that oftentimes were really difficult at first or really sweet as they figured out what it was like to have a dad in their life, you know, of some kind. And I think it's so important for moms who don't have a dad around to be willing to look for some other godly man that can invest in their children. And you know, I think that's good for all of us. I don't think our kids can have too many godly people investing in their lives, but particularly for our kids to know this is what the influence of a godly man is like. This is a man I could go to if I needed wisdom, if I needed encouragement that would be, you know, different from what I get from my mom, but this is someone that my mom trusts. But I think that requires a level of humility to be able to look for that, and it definitely requires men, especially within the church, that are willing to step up and say, this is what I can offer for this child, for this family. This is how we want to be a support.
Well, Marilee, once again today, lots of encouragement coming from you, and especially as a dad, thank you for that and for all of the dads and those who are those father figures out there listening today. Thanks so much for blessing us and encouraging us today, and thanks for being with us on The Conversation once again.
Thanks so much for having me.